Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." How often do you think Bartimaeus was told to be quiet? How many times was the blind man shoved into the corner and ignored? How frequently was he out of sight and out of mind? It can certainly feel demoralizing to be ignored or marginalized in any way. It can be lonely to feel like no one cares or notices us. When life gets us down, we can easily feel like God treats us the same way everyone else seems to. At such times, we may falsely assume that God is ignoring us, or that he wants us to be quiet and stop bothering him. Satan knows us well, and he seeks to drive us down into the depths of despair. Too often we follow his lead. Such despair is sinful and shows a lack of faith. As hopeless as things looked for Bartimaeus, he knew where he could put his trust. Even as people were trying to quiet him down, he kept on shouting all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." It's hard to imagine a more powerful and worthwhile prayer than the one the blind man shouted to Jesus. His prayer was heard. Miraculously, Jesus immediately gave the man sight and vindicated his faith. Thank God that Jesus doesn't ever marginalize or ignore us. He never shoves us to the side or brushes us off. Rather, he pays attention to our every need and takes good care of us. Like Bartimaeus, keep on shouting. Keep on taking your prayers to Jesus. Don't let the devil or this world quiet you or fill you with despair. Your Savior Jesus stands ready and willing to come to your aid. Nowhere was that more evident than when Jesus went to the cross to meet our greatest need. We were in grave need of help, even more in need than blind Bartimaeus. We needed a Savior. We needed someone to suffer and die to take away the punishment that our sins deserved and to rescue us from eternal damnation. Jesus willingly took our place on that cross and earned our forgiveness and salvation. In his great love, he took care of our greatest need. In that same love, he stands ready to come to our aid today and every day. Dear Jesus, thank you for going to the cross and taking care of my greatest need. Help me never to despair, but to always look to you for help and to trust in your loving care. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.